This is Hunter Drohojoska Philp for Art Talk on KCRW. The end of summer calls for a road trip, and I've got a good one. Balboa Park in San Diego, where the Art Museum has a show that includes some of the great artists from the 17th and 18th century, Art and Empire, the Golden Age of Spain. The show includes paintings by Velázquez, Zurbarán, and El Greco, yet it aims for much more than a walk through the old masters. Instead, it takes the unusual position of looking at the art as part of a vast network of trade routes held by Spain, which was then the world's most far-reaching empire, stretching from Europe to what is now the southwest United States, most of Central and South America, the Caribbean, and the Philippines. That trade brought an enormous wealth that funded the arts. The monarchy and the church imported great Italian and Flemish pictures that then impacted the Spanish artists, many of whom then took their talents to the colonies. In short, with more than 100 works in this show, the entire idea of a national art is overturned in favor of a global perspective. One of the greatest patrons was King Philip IV, and the show includes two portraits of him by Velázquez, one from 1623, looking hopeful at the outset of his reign, and the other decades later, showing the effects of struggling with his unwieldy empire. The show puts such exalted paintings on equal footing with artists working in Mexico, such as the exceptional Miguel Cabrera. His painting of the Virgin of Guadalupe uses rich translucent color and gold to convey the popular story of Mary's appearance to a peasant. This sort of picture followed the Catholic Church's guidelines for carrying the message to the people, regardless of education or position. With its global reach, Spain was a leading force in the Counter-Reformation, so saints, archangels, and narratives of good and evil abound in paintings and statues. Much of the art concentrates on devotion, and a chapel-like gallery has been built for paintings of figures in prayer. The atmosphere there is accented by a soft recording of sacred music. Even the still-life pictures are freighted with spiritual symbolism, including Zurbarán's heartbreaking Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God lying with feet bound, ready for sacrifice, but endowed with a silvery halo. The portrayal of daily life in the various colonies is another fascinating aspect of the show, with painted screens and porcelains so obviously influenced by the abundant trade with the Far East. It's hard to imagine a better location for this show either. The San Diego Museum of Art was built for the 1915 Panama-California Exposition, which was one of the first to applaud Spanish culture, and the building has five of the artists built into its facade: Velázquez, Zurbarán, Murillo, Ribera, and El Greco. But this is the first time they've all been included in an exhibition there. It is definitely worth the trip. The show continues through September 2nd. For more details, go to my blog at kcrw.com/arttalk. This has been Hunter Drohojoska Philp.